This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 44 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we're diving into the sixth episode of our Search Everywhere Optimization series with something that affects every single strategy we've discussed so far. I'm talking about review management in the AI age, how patient feedback now influences not just your Google rankings, but also whether AI assistants like ChatGPT, Claude, and Perplexity recommend your practice to potential patients. If you think reviews are just about having a good star rating on Google, you're missing a massive piece of the puzzle. Reviews have evolved into one of the most powerful ranking factors across every type of search, traditional, voice, and AI powered. Today, I'm going to show you exactly how reviews influence AI recommendations and share systematic strategies for generating authentic patient feedback that builds authority across all platforms. But first, let me share something that happened recently that perfectly illustrates the new role reviews play in patient acquisition. Last month, I was analyzing why one chiropractic practice was consistently being recommended by AI assistants while their competitor down the street, who actually had better Google rankings, was being ignored. Both practices had similar services, comparable websites, and were located in the same area. But when I dug deeper, I discovered the difference: review quality and quantity. The practice getting AI recommendations had 127 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars, but more importantly, their reviews contained detailed descriptions of specific conditions treated, treatment outcomes, and conversational language that matched how people actually talk about their health problems. Their competitor had 89 reviews with a 4.9 average, but most were generic with comments like "great service" or "highly recommend." These reviews provided no context for AI engines to understand what the practice actually did or how effective their treatments were. Here's what I realized: AI engines don't just look at star ratings. They analyze the content of reviews to understand expertise, effectiveness, and patient satisfaction in ways that traditional search engines never could. This changes everything about how we should think about review management. Let me explain exactly how reviews influence AI recommendations, because understanding this is crucial for your optimization strategy. When someone asks ChatGPT, "Can you recommend a good chiropractor for herniated disc treatment?" the AI doesn't just look at your star rating, it analyzes the actual content of your reviews to determine the answer to questions like the following. Do patients mention specific conditions you've successfully treated? Are there detailed descriptions of treatment outcomes? Do reviews use natural language that matches the searcher's query? Is there evidence of ongoing patient satisfaction and follow-up care? Do reviews demonstrate expertise in the specific area being asked about? In other words, AI engines are reading your reviews like a human would, looking for evidence of real expertise and successful patient outcomes. This means you need to think about review generation and management in a completely different way. Let me break down the five key strategies for AI age review management that every chiropractor needs to implement. Strategy number one, generate condition-specific review content. Instead of asking patients for generic reviews, you need to encourage reviews that mention specific conditions, treatments, and outcomes. Rather than saying, "Would you mind leaving us a review?" try something like, "Mrs. Johnson, I'm so glad we were able to help resolve your sciatica pain and get you back to your morning walks. If you have a moment, would you consider sharing your experience online? Other people dealing with sciatica might benefit from hearing about your recovery." This approach naturally encourages patients to mention their specific condition and outcome, which gives AI engines the context they need to recommend your practice for similar cases. The key is timing this request when patients are experiencing their best outcomes, not at the first visit, but after they've seen significant improvement. Strategy number two, respond to reviews with strategic keywords. Your review responses aren't just about thanking patients. They're an opportunity to reinforce your expertise and include relevant keywords that AI engines can analyze. Instead of responding with, "Thanks for the great review," try something like, "Thank you, Sarah. We're so glad our treatment approach helped resolve your chronic neck pain from that auto accident. It's always rewarding when our combination of spinal adjustments and rehabilitation exercises helps patients return to pain-free living. We appreciate you taking the time to share your experience." Notice how this response naturally includes chronic neck pain, auto accident, spinal adjustments, rehabilitation exercises, and pain-free living, all terms that potential patients might use when asking AI assistants for recommendations. Strategy number three, encourage story-based reviews. AI engines love narrative content because it provides context and demonstrates real patient journeys. You want to encourage patients to tell their story, not just rate your service. Here's a framework you can share with patients who are willing to leave reviews. If you're comfortable sharing, it would be helpful if you could mention what brought you to our office, what treatments we used, and how you're feeling now compared to when you first came in. This framework naturally produces reviews that read like case studies, which AI engines interpret as evidence of expertise and effectiveness. Strategy number four, maintain review consistency across platforms. AI engines don't just analyze Google reviews, they look at feedback across multiple platforms, including Yelp, HealthGrades, Facebook, and industry-specific sites. You need a systematic approach to encourage reviews on various platforms, not just Google. Different platforms may be weighted differently by different AI engines, so diversification is important. Also, ensure your responses across platforms maintain consistent messaging and tone, reinforcing the same expertise areas and treatment approaches. Strategy number five, monitor and address review content quality. Not all reviews help your AI optimization. Generic, short reviews provide little value, while detailed, condition-specific reviews can significantly boost your AI visibility. If you notice you're getting too many generic reviews, you may need to adjust your review request process to better guide patients toward providing more detailed feedback. Also, pay attention to negative reviews and address them promptly and professionally. AI engines factor in how you handle criticism when evaluating trustworthiness. Now, here's something fascinating I've discovered through testing these strategies. Practices that implement systematic AI-focused review management often see improvements in AI recommendations within 6 to 8 weeks. This is much faster than traditional SEO, where review improvements might take months to impact rankings. AI engines seem to evaluate and incorporate new review content much more quickly than traditional search algorithms. But here's what you need to understand about systematic review generation. It's not about manipulating or faking reviews. It's about creating systems that make it easy for satisfied patients to share their genuine experiences in ways that provide value to future patients. The most effective approach I've seen involves three components. First, identifying the optimal timing for review requests. This is usually 2 to 4 weeks after treatment begins, when patients are experiencing their best results, but the experience is still fresh in their minds. Second, providing gentle guidance about what information would be helpful without being prescriptive or manipulative. You're helping patients understand how their experience can benefit others facing similar challenges. Third, making the review process as simple as possible. This might include providing direct links, offering assistance with the technical aspects, or even having staff available to help elderly patients navigate the process. Let me share a practical example of how this systematic approach works. I worked with a practice that implemented a structured review generation system. 3 weeks after a patient's initial improvement, they would receive a follow-up call to check on their progress. If the patient reported significant improvement, the conversation naturally led to, "Dr. Smith, I'm so much better. I can finally sleep through the night again." "That's wonderful to hear. Your dedication to the home exercises really made a difference. You know, we occasionally have patients ask about treatment for sleep-disrupting back pain. If you're comfortable sharing your experience online, it might help someone else who's struggling with the same issue you were facing." This approach resulted in reviews like, "I couldn't sleep for months because of lower back pain. Dr. Smith's treatment plan included specific adjustments and home exercises that gradually reduced my pain. Now I'm sleeping through the night and back to my normal activities. If you're dealing with back pain that's affecting your sleep, I highly recommend this practice." That review provides AI engines with specific information about the condition treated, sleep-disrupting back pain, the treatment approach, adjustments and exercises, the outcome, sleeping through the night, and even guidance for similar patients. Compare that to a generic review that only states, "Great doctor, highly recommend." The first review gives AI engines everything they need to recommend this practice when someone asks about back pain affecting sleep. The second provides almost no useful information. Here's the key insight. Good review management in the AI age isn't about getting more reviews. It's about getting better reviews that tell complete stories about patient experiences. Now I know what some of you might be thinking. "Dr. Mack, this sounds like it could cross ethical lines if not done carefully." You're absolutely right to be concerned about this. Everything I'm recommending needs to be done with complete integrity and in compliance with healthcare marketing regulations. You should never offer incentives for positive reviews. Suggest what star rating to give. Ask patients to mention competitors negatively. Request reviews from patients who haven't had positive outcomes. Write fake reviews or ask others to do so. What you can do instead is help satisfied patients understand how their story might help others. Provide guidance on what information is useful without being prescriptive. Make the review process easier for patients who want to participate. Respond professionally and helpfully to all reviews. Use review content to improve your actual services. The goal is to facilitate authentic sharing of genuine patient experiences, not to manipulate the review system. Here's a simple framework for ethical review generation. First, focus on patients who have had genuinely positive outcomes and express satisfaction with their care. Second, explain how their experience might help others facing similar challenges. Third, offer to help with the technical aspects if they're interested, but never pressure or incentivize. Fourth, thank them regardless of whether they choose to leave a review. This approach builds your review profile naturally while maintaining ethical standards and providing real value to future patients who read these reviews. Now let's talk about review response management, because this is where many practices miss opportunities to reinforce their AI authority. Every review response is an opportunity to demonstrate expertise, include relevant keywords, and show potential patients how you handle both praise and criticism. For positive reviews, your responses should do the following. Thank the patient genuinely. Reinforce the specific conditions or treatments mentioned. Include relevant keywords naturally. Encourage other patients with similar conditions. For negative reviews, your responses should acknowledge concerns professionally. Offer to address issues privately. Demonstrate your commitment to patient satisfaction. Show potential patients how you handle problems. Here's an example of an effective response to a positive review. "Thank you, Michael. We're thrilled that our treatment approach helped resolve your sports-related shoulder injury so quickly. Getting athletes back to their activities safely is one of our specialties, and it's always rewarding when our rehabilitation protocols help patients return to peak performance. We appreciate you sharing your experience. It will help other athletes understand how chiropractic care can address sports injuries effectively. This response includes sports-related shoulder injury, athletes, rehabilitation protocols, peak performance, and sports injuries, all terms that AI engines can connect to relevant searches. For negative reviews, here's an effective approach. Thank you for taking the time to share your concerns, Jennifer. We take all patient feedback seriously and want to ensure every patient has a positive experience. I'd like to discuss your specific concerns privately and see how we can address them. Please call our office at your convenience so we can make this right. We're committed to providing the highest quality care for all our patients. This response shows professionalism, accountability, and commitment to patient satisfaction, all factors that AI engines consider when evaluating trustworthiness. Here's something most chiropractors don't realize. Your review response rate and quality are becoming ranking factors for AI recommendations. AI engines analyze how consistently you respond to reviews, how professionally you handle criticism, and whether your responses provide additional value to people reading them. Practices that respond to 70% or more of their reviews with thoughtful, helpful responses tend to rank higher in AI recommendations than those that ignore reviews or provide generic responses. So what's a realistic goal for review management in the AI age? I recommend aiming for the following. 1 new detailed review per week minimum. Response to at least 70% of all reviews within 48 hours. Reviews that average 3 to 4 sentences rather than single sentences. Coverage of your main service areas through review content over time. Professional, helpful responses that include relevant keywords naturally. This might sound like a lot, but remember, reviews are now one of the most powerful ranking factors across all search types. The investment in systematic review management pays dividends in increased visibility and patient acquisition. If you're feeling overwhelmed by managing reviews while also handling AI optimization, local SEO, voice search, and all your other marketing needs, you're not alone. This is exactly why we developed our comprehensive approach at DC Rank. We handle review generation, response management, and optimization as part of our Search Everywhere optimization strategy. You can learn more about how we help chiropractors build powerful review profiles that influence both traditional and AI-powered search at dcrank.com. That's dcrank.com. This brings us to the end of our Search Everywhere optimization series. Over the past 6 episodes, we've covered the death of traditional SEO, Google Business Profile optimization, AI recommendations, local SEO tiers, voice search, and review management. Each of these strategies builds on the others to create a comprehensive approach that ensures your practice is visible wherever and however patients are searching for chiropractic care. The practices that implement these strategies systematically will dominate patient acquisition in the coming years, while those that stick to outdated approaches will find themselves increasingly invisible to potential patients. In our next episode, we're going to start a new series focusing on advanced conversion strategies, how to turn all this increased visibility into actual appointments and long-term patients. We'll explore landing page optimization, appointment booking systems, and patient communication strategies that maximize the value of every lead you generate. Because getting found online is only half the battle. Converting those searchers into patients is where the real growth happens. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, or others. I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.